This is Justin speaking.
Hi, Justin. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you regarding the payment.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Yeah, so we're having trouble processing it, so I figure there's something going on with the card we have on file, right?
Yes. I had it. I had lost that card, so I had it replaced.
Okay. So does the new card still end in 2889? Because if so, I can just update the new expiration, but if not, I'll do the new card.
I'm not sure, because I lost the new one already. Ridiculous.
Oh, no!
New credit cards are... I'm sure it's around here somewhere, but I haven't thought to where it was. But
okay.
I've got my business credit card right here, so we'll just change it over anyway.
We'll change it. Okay, so for the business credit card, is it still 257 Marysville Lane for the billing address?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
4436.
Okay.
0300.
Mm-hmm.
7995.
Okay.
7372.
Okay, expiration?
1125.
And the code?
658.
658. Okay, so let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So just bear with me here.
Perfect.
We'll make sure everything processes. Okay, good. I got the green light for you, Justin. So thank you so much for updating that and have a really great rest of your week, too.
Now, it said that since I didn't pay next month, or last month, it was rolling over, and the bill was, you know, 200 and whatever. Am I locked into some kind of agreement?
No, you're on a month-to-month subscription, so you can cancel at any time. But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to notify us within 3 business days of your billing, which is the 3rd. So what you paid right now has you paid in full until May 3rd.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're welcome. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.